This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting impact on Southern Arizona. I'm Janae Sanchez.
And I'm Ami Robles. And today we welcome Ana Flores, border-dwelling poet, educator, and Arts Foundation team member. Hi, Ana. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited that you're here because you're the first colleague that joins us.
No, thank you all for having me. I'm so honored and surprised that I'm the first one of us to be on the podcast.
Can you introduce yourself? Can you tell our audience a little bit about what you do?
I was born in Nogales, Arizona, which is why I identify as a border-dwelling poet. And I have been writing for a really long time and got my MFA in poetry this last year, actually. And now I teach at Arizona State University. I teach poetry, English, and a class on short stories.
A big event just closed out in April, at the end of April, that you were really at the helm of this year, called Open Studio Tours. Can you share just like the way you describe it, and also what was new this year, what made it special, and anything else that you've learned through this journey of not only leading the project but also hearing from artists along the way?
Yeah, I feel really grateful that, you know, the team entrusted me with this program. It was definitely something new for me. I haven't really had an experience like this one before. As someone that really loves art and is really into how artists create their work, this was really exciting for me to be able to re-meet Tucson in this way. The program, it's about a 20-year-old program, I believe. That means that it has gone through different iterations, different program leads. So I knew that coming into this, especially as we reinterpret COVID-19 regulations and ways of being and ways of coming together, I realized that a lot of artists rely on Open Studio Tours to be able to sell the work. And I think the bottom line of the program was to be able to get local artists in contact and relationships with art buyers, art collectors, and more the type of person that is an art collector or an art buyer is quote-unquote diversifying, right? Where it's not only just like wealthy people that are interested in collecting art or having art in their homes. So that was an exciting opportunity to be able to be a part of. And I think Arts Foundation is also really interested in opening up the program to folks that don't have traditional workspaces. People that work out of, you know, libraries or their homes or who share space. So that's something that we're still reaching for, and in trying to understand how to reach people who might not feel like they could be a part of Open Studio Tours, we also came to understand that people that are not visual artists or traditional artists or fine arts artists could also participate in this program if they're musicians or if they're spoken word artists or if they're performing artists. I think the public and community is really interested in understanding how artists create, what their processes are like. You know, exposing what the local art workforce looks like and thinking about artists as workers, as people that create, that could really help public and community also understand that art is a labor. And artists oftentimes, you know, they have their practices and they have their expenses, and there's ways that they create art that isn't necessarily intangible. You know, I think a lot of people think art and artists are emotional, so it's a fleeting thing, but really artists invest a lot of time, energy, and years of work in order to create. So I think a lot of that nuanced and concrete details about the local art workforce could really help us see artists as workers, invest more in them, or help support them more. And one of the new elements of the program in efforts to really expose the local art workforce was to create the Creative Process video series, in which we did a lottery for 5 artists from Tucson and the local regions to participate in a professional production of their creative process.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org.
Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.